The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'uzu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. Salatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulullah.
Alayki ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Salatu wassalamu alayki ya Nabiyallah.
Salatu wassalamu alayki ya Nabiyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah.
Dear viewers of Anisha, welcome to another silsila, and we have great topics for you in every silsila. Inshallah, our silsila today, our topic today is sweet life, subhanallah. And we have our muballighin with us, alhamdulillah. We have Munif Shah Sahib with us, alhamdulillah. We have Shahid Bhai with us, and we also have Ustad Mubin Madani with us, alhamdulillah. So, dear viewers of Anisha, alhamdulillah. Don't forget to watch this all the way to the end, inshallah. You will benefit from this, inshallah. Hopefully, the stuff which we will learn from our silsila today, inshallah, this will bring sweetness into our lives. But let's start by listening to a fazila, a benefit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when people who love each other for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal meet together, shake hands with each other and recite Salat al-Nabi, the past and the future sins of both of them are forgiven before they separate from each other. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, my dear viewers of Madi channel, we meet each other anyway on a regular basis. Just add this extra habit to your life. Whenever you meet someone, whether it is a friend, whether it is a family member, also recite salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the same time, inshallah. Look at the blessing you will get, that before you depart, inshallah, your future and past sins will be forgiven. We make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That gives us the ability to send peace and blessings in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. So my dear viewers of Mandi Channel, today our topic is sweet life. But let's start by listening to the recitation of the Holy Quran and praise of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم
مصطفى اور ان کی آل انجتن ہیں با کمال مصطفى ان کی آل پنجتن ہیں باکمال
مجھ پہ کتنا نیازی کرم ہو گیا دنیا کہنے لگی پنجتن کا گدا اس گھرانے کا جب سے میں نوکر ہوا سب سے اچھی میری نوکری ہو گیا
ہے باکمال میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں
میں غلام ابن غلام ہوں میں فقیر خیر الانام ہوں رسول سے یہ کرم ہے سارا بطول کا میرے منہ سے آئے مہک صدا جو میں نام لوں تیرا جھوم کے
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں مصطفیٰ اور ان کی یار پنج تن ہیں با کمال میں تو پنج تن کا غلام
سے ہے مجھے عشق سارے چمن سے ہے مجھے عشق ان کے وطن سے ہے مجھے عشق ان کی گلی سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو علی سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو حسن سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو حسین سے مجھے عشق شاہ زمن سے ہے
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں مصطفیٰ اور ان کی یار پنج تن ہے با کمال میں تو پنج تن کا غلام
کیسے تن سے وہ سر جدا جہاں عشق ہے وہیں کربلا میری بات انہی کی بات ہے میرے سامنے وہی ذات ہے وہی جن کو شیر خدا کہیں جنہیں باب صلی علی کہیں وہی جن کو ذات علی کہیں وہی پوختہ ہے میں تو خام ہوں
غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں مصطفیٰ اور ان کی یار پنج تن ہے با کمال میں تو پنج تن کا غلام
میں قمر ہوں شاعر بے نوا میری حیثیت ہی بھلا ہے کیا وہ ہے بادشاہوں کے بادشاہ میں ہوں ان کے در کا بس ایک گدا میرا پنج تن سے ہے واسطہ میرا نسبتوں کا ہے سلسلہ میں فقیر خیر الانام ہوں،
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں، میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں،
کیا بات رضا چمنستان کرم کی، زہرا ہے کلی جس میں حسین اور حسن پھول،
Dear viewers of Mani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, we are talking about sweet life. This is our topic today, inshallah Azawajal. The thing which actually really makes the life sweet is our deen, Alhamdulillah Azawajal. And inshallah we will hear from our Muballigin, inshallah, what brings sweetness in life, what makes a life sweet. Nisha Sahab, topic today is sweet life. I know a lot of people are probably thinking and imagining a sweet life. Okay, we need to have the wealth of the dunya, we need to have the luxuries of the world, the comforts of the world. This is what people would normally consider to be sweet life.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Remember, you mentioned a point at the start as well. The topic is sweet life, but then you then the other way, now how should life be sweet, or something on these lines. And this is something which majority of the Muslims, they fail to realize, that how can one make his life even sweet? If it's sweet already, how can he make it sweeter? As they say, following in the footsteps of the beloved Ali salatu wasalam, following in their blessed seerah, the companions Ali Muridwan, acting upon the teachings of the Quran, all this way, and in particular, Abdul Hanan way, that the character of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, from the many awsaf, if you just look at the character of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, how they were with their household, how they were with children, how they were with Sahaba, how they were with dealing affairs between Muslims and non-Muslims. So if we just look at one aspect, or even take one aspect of the life of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam, and implement that in our life and act upon that, then not just our life, a normal life will turn into a sweet life. And this is why, because acting upon the commandments or the seerah of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam, that how did they judge? Were they unfair? Of course not. What did they look at? Today when someone comes to us, for example, your daughter and your son come to you with a case that he broke this, or you ask them, who broke this? The son goes, she broke it, and the daughter goes, he broke it. So how are you going to, and if, for example, generally some parents, even though a parent might say they don't have a favorite, but it is known that a parent always has a favorite. And one brother has mentioned that, you know, how to judge that if you have a favorite of the Hananbi. One child, if you have two children and one of them, that you don't really, it's not your favorite. Of course, you love all children, but it's not your favorite, that you, for every little thing you'll fulfill. If he falls down the stairs, the one's not your favorite, you'll be like, oh, again? Why? Then you'll be grumpy and this and that. But if your favorite one falls down the stairs, oh, Mara Putar, and you run to him. So this is that. So you need to be adil, just between the decisions that you make. Whereas the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, you can't get anyone more just than them.
Subhanallah.
They made decisions according to, of course, the just whatever it was decided. And so this is something that we can implement. You know, useless arguing, this is, we need to take this out. The halawa, the taste, the sweetness of Iman, the sweetness of Islam, the sweetness of Deen will come. One of the reasons that it will come into your life, this is acting upon the commandments of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, acting upon and the commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which is mentioned. For example, establishing salah, praying salah. Once we start praying salah, and how should one pray salah as well? You know, many people, they say, Abdul Hanan bhai, oh, I do dua, but nothing happening. I pray salah, but I don't feel a change inside me. Maybe it's because either you're not doing dua properly, or either you're not praying namaz properly. The halawat, the sweetness of Iman will come when you know, when you are reading salah properly. And there'll be many cases, Abdul Hanan bhai, that in our pious predecessors, even in this era as well. Now, once a person has learned how to pray salah properly,
doing sajda upon seven bones. When our Nigrani Shura, when they were in England, they were in a city called Oldham. 3 days Tarbiyati Nishis was in Madarans. And suddenly they said, okay, let's do sajda as we're doing sajda in namaz. So he wanted to for us to realize that how important, how many mistakes a person makes in sajda. And he goes, it's done in seven bones. So he told the scholars to check as well and everything. Many people at that point learned the correct method of sajda. How should you point, where should your head be, your this bone, where should this be, the feet, etc. And then people realize that once you actually start praying salah properly, according to the commandments, the teachings of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, then you'll truly feel the essence and the sweetness of salah. And you'll feel closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is just one aspect of the sweetness a person can have in his life, in the form of salah, in the form of Quran, in the form of durood sharif. Will come to them as well, inshallah. And especially in the form of following Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's commandments and the beloved Ali salatu wasalam.
Dear viewers of inshallah, sometimes a person may have the physical means of things which might bring sweetness into the life. But the reality is, what really brings the sweetness into life is obeying the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, following the examples of His beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, acting, living your life according to the Sharia. This will what will bring sweetness into your life, inshallah. We also have Shahid Bhai with us as well. Shahid Bhai, sweet life, inshallah, you must have experienced a lot of things in life. What actually brings sweetness into life?
To have a sweet life, first and foremost, we need to follow the true way of Islam. Because once we follow the life, the way Islam teaches, because Islam is a complete way of life. It gives you a full conduct of life. How we should be living, how we should be behaving with our siblings, how should we be with our parents, our work colleagues. If we are an employer, how we should be treating our employees. If we are an employee, what is our duty as an employee? So it brings everything together, gives us a complete way of code of conduct of life. And that will give us to become better Muslims. And in order to be better Muslims, we can implement these in our life so that our life becomes better. A beautiful gift Amir Sunnah has given us by Nekamal. If we just practice on those modern points of Nekamal, we will see the changes within ourselves. And we'll become better Muslims and we'll feel a lot easier in ourselves. So that we will refrain from doing things that we normally do as a mere habit, and which we don't realize that it's wrong to do. But once we start practicing on these things, it will give us things. Also, treating others good. Our character speaks volumes. If we have any grudge or vendetta or any hatred towards somebody, then we're not going to have a sweet life. We need to take that out of our way, because no matter how much we try, if we got some grudge or something in our heart, we always going to have that fallback. So therefore, it is important that we clean our heart first of all, so that we can move on and treat everybody well. It's a way of life when we deal with general people, general public. Okay, we may treat our family in a particular way when we're at home. We treat others when we're out about with our work or generally the friends. So we need to consider ourselves as to what kind of behavior are we showing towards our family? What kind of behavior are we showing towards our work colleagues or our friends? And if there's a difference, then we need to ponder upon what are we really doing? Is our life sweet with our friends? Is our life sweet at home with our children, with our parents, with the mother of our children? And these are things which we need to ponder upon. And it is important that we find a middle ground, that we treat everybody in a such a way that everybody is happy with us, so that nobody feels any hesitation in speaking to us in any aspect, whether it's to have some advice from us on the Islamic manner. And if we don't have the Islamic knowledge, then we need to gain Islamic knowledge so that we can advise others as well as practice ourselves and teach our children. Therefore, it is important that we gain Islamic knowledge. And how can we do this? Not just simply by sitting home. We need to attend such institutions, such as Dawud Salaam Institution, join the Jamiat al-Madina, part-time or full-time, and study, seek knowledge, If you don't have time to attend physically, then alhamdulillah, there's online courses which people can attend as well. Attending these courses online, suitable to a time which is preferable to an individual. If an individual is available 2 o'clock in the morning after work or whatever, then online classes are available for that time. If somebody wants to do a class 6 o'clock in the morning before they go to work, classes are available to them in those aspects. We need to seek knowledge ourselves so we can then implement that within life so our life becomes sweeter.
Inshallah. Dear viewers of Madi Shah, alhamdulillah, Mubaligino, normally talking at the moment, alhamdulillah, about to gain the sweetness in life is by obviously following the Sharia, following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ustaz sahab, sweetness in ibadat, in goodness, there's also sweetness in life when we save ourselves from sin. Gunaon se jab apne aap ko banda bachata hai to phir bhi ibadat mein wo dil mein ek sweetness paida hoti hai. When you save yourself from wrong actions, and that sweetness which you'll get is something totally different. Wo ek alag sweetness hoti hai.
ਜੀ ਵਾਕਿਆ ਅਬਦੁਲ ਹਨਾਨ ਭਾਈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਸਹੀ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਨਾਹਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਬਚਾਉਣਾ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਇਬਾਦਤ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਮਗਨ ਕਰਨਾ ਇਬਾਦਤ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬਿਜ਼ੀ ਕਰਨਾ ਇੱਕ ਸਵੀਟ ਲਾਈਫ ਦੀ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਹੈ ਬਲਕਿ ਐਸਾ ਬੰਦਾ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਦੁਨੀਆ 'ਚ ਵੀ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਹੋਏਗਾ ਆਖਰਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਹੋਏਗਾ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹਦੀ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਆਕਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਸਲਾਤੁ ਵਸਲਾਮ ਦੀ ਸੀਰਤ ਦੇ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਨਾਲ ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਢਾਲਣੀ ਪਏਗੀ ਆਕਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਸਲਾਤੁ ਵਸਲਾਮ ਦੀ ਸੀਰਤ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬਿਹਤਰੀਨ ਨਮੂਨਾ ਹੈ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੇ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਲਾਕਦ ਕਾਨਾ ਲਕੁਮ ਫੀ ਰਸੂਲਿਲਲਾਹੀ ਉਸਵਤੁਨ ਹਸਨਾ ਕਿ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਸਲਾਤੁ ਵਸਲਾਮ ਦਾ ਉਸਵਾ ਹਸਨਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬਿਹਤਰੀਨ ਨਮੂਨਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਪਤਾ ਚੱਲਿਆ ਕਿ ਆਕਾ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਸਲਾਤੁ ਵਸਲਾਮ ਦੀ ਸੀਰਤ ਬਜ਼ੁਰਗਾਂ ਨੇ ਦੀਨ ਦੀ ਸੀਰਤ ਇਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬਿਹਤਰੀਨ ਨਮੂਨਾ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੀਰਤ 'ਤੇ ਚੱਲਾਂਗੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕੰਮ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕੀਤੇ ਉਹੀ ਕੰਮ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਤੇ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਹੀ ਹੋਏਗਾ ਚੰਦ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਮੈਂ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਾਂਗਾ ਕਿ ਬਿਹਤਰੀਨ ਲਾਈਫ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਅਹਿਮ ਚੀਜ਼ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਮੈਂ ਸਮਝਦਾ ਇਹ ਵੇ ਕਿ ਬੰਦੇ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕੰਟਰੋਲ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਗੁੱਸੇ ਦਾ ਕਿ ਗੁੱਸਾ ਇੱਕ ਐਸੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਿਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਬੰਦਾ ਗੁੱਸਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਗੁਨਾਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪੈ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਗੁੱਸਾ ਇਹਦੇ ਬਾਅਦ ਬੁਰਦਬਾਰੀ ਟੋਲਰੈਂਸ ਇਹ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਬੰਦੇ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਔਰ ਮਾਜ਼ਰਤ ਕਬੂਲ ਕਰਨਾ ਤੇ ਮਾਜ਼ਰਤ ਕਰਨਾ ਠੀਕ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਇਹ ਦੋਨੋਂ ਫਨ ਹੋਣੇ ਚਾਹੀਦੇ ਮਾਜ਼ਰਤ ਕਬੂਲ ਹੀ ਕਰੇ ਕੋਈ ਵਿਚਾਰਾ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਅਗਰ ਉਹਨੇ ਸਾਡੀ ਦਿਲ ਅਜ਼ਾਰੀ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਰਗੁਜ਼ਰ ਕਰੀਏ ਉਹਦੀ ਮਾਦਰਤ ਕਬੂਲ ਵੀ ਕਰੀਏ ਅਗਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਮਿਸਟੇਕ ਜਾਂ ਗਲਤੀ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਕਿ ਫੌਰਨ ਟਾਲਮ ਟੋਲ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਬਜਾਏ ਮਾਦਰਤ ਕਰ ਦੇਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਆ ਤਿੰਨ ਚਾਰ ਐਵੇਂ ਤੇ ਮਦਨੀ ਫੁੱਲ ਨੇ ਅਗਰ ਬੰਦਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਤੇ ਮਤਲਬ ਕਿ ਗਾਮਜ਼ਨ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ ਤੇ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਉਹਦੀ ਲਾਈਫ ਇੱਕ ਸਵੀਟ ਲਾਈਫ ਬਣ ਜਾਏਗੀ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਮਾਦਰਤ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਆਦਤ ਹੋਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ ਬਾਹਰ ਵੀ ਮਾਦਰਤ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਆਦਤ ਹੋਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੀ ਗੁੱਸਾ ਪੀਣ ਦੀ ਆਦਤ ਹੋਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ ਘਰ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਵੀ ਗੁੱਸਾ ਪੀਣ ਦੀ ਆਦਤ ਹੋਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੀ ਬੁਰਦਬਾਰੀ ਟੋਲਰੈਂਸ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਨਾਲ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਨਾਲ ਕਰਨੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਬਾਹਰ ਵੀ ਬੰਦੇ ਨੂੰ ਦਰਗੁਜ਼ਰ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਜਿਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇਕ ਅਮਾਲ ਤੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਤੇ ਅਮਲ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਤਾਂ ਘਰ ਵੀ ਸਾਡਾ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਪੀਸਫੁਲ ਬਣ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਸੋਸਾਇਟੀ ਵੀ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਉਮੀਦ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅੱਛਾਈ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਜਾਏਗੀ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਖੁਦ ਅਲ-ਅਫਵਾ ਵਅਮਰ ਬਿਲ-ਉਰਫੀ ਵਅਰਿਦ ਅਨਿਲ ਜਾਹਿਲੀਨ اے محبوب معاف کرنا اختیار کرو اور بھلائی کا حکم دو اور جاہلوں سے منہ پھیر لو اللہ تعالیٰ نے واضح فرما دیتا کہ یہ کام کرو گے تے تسی یعنی اے تو کامیابی ملے گی یعنی کہ لائف ساڈی جڑی سویٹ بن جائے گی تے بندہ انہاں چیزاں نو دیکھ رہے تے ساڈا معاشرہ جڑا اسی گلاں کردے ہیں یار میں بڑا پریشان ہاں تو میرا دل نہیں لگدا تے گھر دے وچ سکون ہے نہیں تے بندہ اپنے آپ تے غور کرے اپنے آپ سوچے کہ کی میں انہاں چیزاں تے عمل کر رہا ہوں یہ ساری چیزاں سوچاں گے تے انشاءاللہ بہت ساری ساڈیاں اپنی خامیاں سامنے آ جائیں گی پھر پتہ چلے گا لائف نے کیویں سویٹ بنائی ہے
ماشاءاللہ ریویوز استاد صاحب واز بیوٹیفلی مینشننگ regarding how to bring sweetness into life, and one of the ways was to have control over your life, in the sense save yourself from getting angry, have this control over your anger, because anger has destroyed many people's lives today. People's lives have become destroyed. The sweetness is gone. Why? It was that moment. If they would have had some sabr, some patience at that time, if they would have backed away from that a moment, or would have sort of had patience on that and avoid getting angry, maybe they would have had a sweet life. But anger, this destroys life. It's mentioned regarding a great wali of his time, Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi, he had a neighbor who was a non-Muslim.
And the neighbor would throw all sort of litter into the house of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah. He even directed his drain so that all the rubbish from the filth would come into the house of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah. And Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah, he would clean it up. And one day the person came into the court of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah, and he said to Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah, he said, don't you get angry? I throw all this litter, don't you get angry? And Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah, he read the verses of the Holy Quran. He replied, I do, but I restrain from it because Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated in the Holy Quran. And Ustaz Sahab, I believe, read the ayat, the meaning is, and who restrains anger and who pardons man, and virtuous people are dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, he read this, that a non-Muslim, he embraced Islam subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, you know, this is how sweetness was brought into their lives, you know, just by forgiving people, just by being patient and avoiding getting angry subhanAllah. Look at the sweetness. That person who was doing wrong to Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi, he accepted Islam and he started to involve himself in goodness. So, you know, this is actually a fact. If you want sweetness in our lives, then you've got to learn, like Ustaz Sahab mentioned, overcoming our anger, learn to forgive people. Inshallah, you'll find that this will bring sweetness in our lives.
Agreed, Dr. Hanan bhai, but just to slightly mention the point that Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, how did they know that Allah mentioned this in the Quran? They studied it.
Subhan.
They learned about it. The fada'il of forgiving, the fada'il of having sabr. Ustaz has mentioned few, but this is a common thing that we lack, is that being informed or having the knowledge of such activities, those things which bring halawa to iman, the sweetness to your life as well. We need to know what those things are. And similarly, those things which take away the sweetness of iman, which take away the sweetness of life, what are those things? We need to know this. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala knew this. That's why they kept him forgiven. But do we know this? This is a question for myself, the panel, and the viewers of Madani channel, that do we know those things which Allah ta'ala has prohibited us from, that don't backbite? And yet here, as soon as in front of him, Gigi, mashallah, as soon as that person leaves, we start talking about him. Now maybe this is the cause that people might be, that the sweetness of iman or sweetness of life, this is not with us. Abdul Hanan bhai, we're talking about the sweetness of iman. One thing, Abdul Hanan bhai, even our Sheikh Amir al-Sunnah Dan Barakatuhu al-Aliyah, they mentioned this a few times as well, that the amount of zakat, they said, try to notice it over the past 10 to 15 years. Many ulama mentioned this as well. That note, what was your zakat total that you gave 10 years ago? Then look at the 9 years ago, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and now current.
Asham.
Now look at it. Has it increased or has it decreased?
Allah Akbar.
It's increased.
Asham.
When you give in the way of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah gives you more. So this is something that we need to embed in our hearts. Now, if you want sweetness of iman, give wholeheartedly. This is why ulama mentioned, when you give wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly. Give wholeheartedly. Take it. Give with right hand so your left hand doesn't know. This is what we need to do. So to our sweetness of iman, one of the reasons, give zakat or give charity in the way of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, wholeheartedly, you will feel the sweetness of iman.
Shahab, no doubt, you know, that action, when a person really gives from the bottom of his heart, although he's giving the wealth away, but he will feel that sweetness of iman because he's done it from the bottom of his heart. Alhamdulillah, you know, it's like, especially those who see people in the state of difficulty, there are people in the world at this moment who don't have something to eat, something to drink, they don't have a shelter, they probably don't even have a proper house. And then people, when you will give towards them, one is that you will get these people's du'as which will bring sweetness into your life. And secondly, when you support people like this, when you help people in this state, this will automatically bring sweetness into your heart as well.
This you just mentioned made me remember one incident that happened. You know, when COVID hit strongly at the start, FDRF department and giving food packages.
Asha.
And in Warsaw, there was an area, and we were contacted by an Islamic sister that we need some household items, etc.
And so we took the details down and we went to give, and she was in a flat type of situation. And so our way of dropping was, we knock on the door, we keep the food there, especially with the Islamic sister, and we move back and we wait until the food's taken, then we go. And this, I still remember this till date. And when she opened the door, she opened slightly to see who it was. And then she picked up that, and just behind the door, she started crying.
Allah.
She started crying, and then she started giving du'as. She started giving du'as. She gave four du'as at that moment. You know, you can remember this. And after those four, in my haq, three have already been accepted. I mentioned this previously as well, and Sayyidah was here, that that's when you feel like, look, so you've done something for the sake of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. You've gone out, you're giving food, you're giving household items to people of need, truly from your heart. And look, this is the return which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gives back. And you feel that, you feel it, that, subhanAllah, look, the dua was given then, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has accepted it.
Ameen.
So this is the sweetness of Iman.
Mashallah.
And once someone feels it, say, Abdul Hanan Bhai, he doesn't want to turn away from that.
MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. So, dear viewers, inshallah, I'll try to, alhamdulillah, give wholeheartedly in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, when you will give and help those who are in need, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring sweetness into you. Alhamdulillah, through this, inshallah, this will bring a comfort and peace to your mind and your life as well, inshallah. By helping others, alhamdulillah, this will bring peace, inshallah, into your lives, inshallah. We've taken so much in our lives as a burden to ourselves, you know, whether people are thinking of the wealth, how to earn, how to, you know, if you got one house, you're looking at the next, you're burdening yourself with all these, you're working day and night, how can you have sweetness in your life when all you're doing is chasing after the wealth of the world? You have to leave this and come into the court of Allah. If you look at the awliya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, even the earning of the wealth of the world was just a temporary thing. The actual sweetness was that they would involve themselves in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something which we need to adopt as well. If you want to get sweetness in your life, if you want to get a comfort in your life, then adopt piety. Turn towards the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend the time in the zikr of Allah as well. And inshallah, we'll continue talking on our topic. It's coming to that time for the segment of the day as well, inshallah. Also, we've got the Madani pools which we listen to every day, inshallah. We'll see what the pearls of wisdom are for today, inshallah. Let's watch this clip, inshallah. Ji.
The Holy Quran is the greatest book ever to be revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. The greatness of a thing is also known by the amount of names it has. The Arabs say, كَثْرَةُ الْأَسْمَاءِ تَدُلُّ عَلَى شَرَفِ الْمُسَمَّى, that an abundance of names indicates upon the honor of the thing that has those names. Now, when it comes to the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, there are 99 famous names. And similarly, أَسْمَاءُ النَّبِيِّ, when we look at the names of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are 99 famous names. And when we look at the Holy Quran, the majestic Quran, then there are an abundance of names again. Some scholars say more than 90 names. Now, I just want to touch upon a few of those names of the Quran. One name of the Quran is Furqan. And it's called Furqan because it differentiates between truth and falsehood. This is a means of identifying the truth and falsehood. Another name of the Quran is Quran, and this is the most famous name. Quran means that which is recited, and it's called Quran because when it was revealed in a state that it was recited. How? Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam would come to the court of beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and recite the Quran, and thereafter the Prophet alayhi salam would memorize it. Subhanallah. And another name of the Quran is Maw'izah, and it's called Maw'izah because it consists of advice and counsel for all mankind. So these are some beautiful names of the Quran. We should try and learn more about the Quran. Inshallah, we will gain much blessings.
MashaAllah, dear viewers of Madinah, we've been hearing the advice regarding the Holy Quran, alhamdulillah. And this is the beautiful copy of the Holy Quran along with the translation, alhamdulillah. So much we can gain from the Holy Quran, but we also need to know what the Quran is saying, the advice the Quran is giving, and the things which we can be learning from the Holy Quran, alhamdulillah. This Kanzul-e Iman Sharif, alhamdulillah, a beautiful translation which has been published by Dawat Islami Maktabat al-Madinah, alhamdulillah. You can purchase this, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, you are able to order this online, as well as from the branches of Maktabat al-Madinah, wherever you are, wherever your local branch is. So this is a beautiful copy of Kanzul Iman Sharif, Alhamdulillah. As you can see that how beautifully this has been printed, and the Alhamdulillah, how the beautifully its translation has been done, Alhamdulillah, as well. So this is a need of every household, Alhamdulillah, as well. So try to purchase this, inshallah, as well, the copy of Kanzul Iman Sharif. साहब हम टॉपिक जो अभी हम बात कर रहे हैं स्वीट लाइफ इसके बारे में कुछ और मजीद मदनी फूल
स्वीट लाइफ एक मदनी फूल ये है कि बंदे को खुद गर्व नहीं होना चाहिए इस पे अगर गौर करें तो हमारे सहाबा इकराम अलैहिम रिदवान वो अपने तो दूसरे तरजीह देते होंगे सन
अच्छा
बल्कि ज्यादा दूर जाने की हाजत नहीं अमीर अल सुन्नत के पीर साहब फरमाते ने कि अहले मदीना की आदत सी अगर उन्होंने कोई कस्टमर आंदा एक दुकानदार को तो उन्होंने दूसरी तरफ रेफर कर दा ओदे को चला जाने अपने तो दूसरे नाल खैर खाई करना चाह रहे सन और दीन नाम ही खैर खाई दीन नसीहा के दीन खैर खाई का नाम है तो सानू चाहिए कि असि अपने अंदर खुद गर्जी ना पैदा करिए बल्कि दूसरे की हेल्प करना दूसरे की मदद करना यह साडा शहवा होना चाहिए
साहब कैसी लाइफ होगी मतलब एक दूसरे की मदद कर रहे हैं हेल्प कर रहे हैं कंसर्न अबाउट अदर्स मतलब कितना सुकून और अमन होगा आज जिसको भी देखें दूसरे को काट रहा है people want to overcome others overcome you know want to do better want to look better want to dress better want to drive better pata nahi kya kya
matlab kaisi life hogi waisi life thi ki unke life miskoon iskoon tha peaceful society thi mashallah aaj tak samajh lo ke ahle madina sahaba ikram aqal salat salam di zindagi follow kita janda hai aur dusre tarjeeh dein da balki hadith paadan da farmaya ke tusi odo tak kamil momin nahi ban sakde jab tak apne momin bhai vaste ohi cheez pasand na karo jehdi apne vaste pasand karde ho koi vi pasand nahi karega ke mere naal koi bura kare to na hi koi ek pasand karega ke log jehde no meri help na karan mere yani mere naal taabun na karan har koi hi chahnda hai अगर कोई चाहता तो सानू चाहिए दूसरे ना तावन करिए और एदा नाम ही दीन है दीन नसीहा दीन नाम ही खैर खाई है जिस टाइम खैर खाई का जज्बा पैदा हो जाएगा ना फिर तुम वेखो कि इंशाल्लाह मुआशरा साडा बेहतरीन बन जाएगा वाकया एहतराम मुस्लिम दे स्टार्ट च बुजुर्ग रहमतुल्लाह अलैह दर्जी का काम करते होंगे सन एक फायर वर्शिप पर आतिश परस हों हर दफा खोटा सिक्का देकर चला जाता आप लै लेंगे एक दफा दुकान से नहीं सन तो दोबारा आया ਉਹਨੇ ਉਹੀ ਖੋਟਾ ਸਿੱਕਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਤੇ ਸ਼ਗਿਰਦ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਬੈਠਾ ਸੀ
ਦੁਕਾਨ
ਉਹਨੇ ਐਕਸੈਪਟ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤਾ ਕੋਈ ਐਕਸੈਪਟ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਿਸ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਪ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹ ਅਲੈਹ ਵਾਪਸ ਆਏ ਤੇ ਆਪ ਨੇ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਇੱਕ ਬੰਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਹਵਾਲੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਿ ਤੋ ਸ਼ਗਿਰਦ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਾ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਖੋਟਾ ਸਿੱਕਾ ਦੇ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹਰ ਵਾਰੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਚੱਲਦਾ ਇਹ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਮੈਂ ਲਿਆ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਪ ਰਹਿਮਤੁਲਾਹ ਅਲੈਹ ਨੇ ਫਰਮਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਿਆ ਮੈਂ ਇਸ ਲਈ ਹਰ ਵਾਰੀ ਲੈ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਹੋਰ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਇਹ ਖੈਰ ਖੈ ਦਾ ਜਜ਼ਬਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀ ਇਹ ਖੈਰ ਖੈ ਦਾ ਜਜ਼ਬਾ ਅਗਰ ਅੱਜ ਵੀ ਆ ਜਾਏ ਤੇ ਵਾਕਈ ਲਾਈਫ ਸਵੀਟ ਲਾਈਫ ਬਣ ਜਾਏਗੀ ਖੈਰ ਖੈ ਦਾ ਜਜ਼ਬਾ ਘਰ ਵੀ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਬਾਹਰ ਵੀ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਕੋਲੀ ਗਾਲੇ ਨਾਲ ਵੀ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਜਿਸ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਚ ਵੀ ਖੈਰ ਖੈ ਦਾ ਜਜ਼ਬਾ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਜਦ ਤੱਕ ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਖੈਰ ਖੈ ਦਾ ਜਜ਼ਬਾ ਆ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਤਾਂ ਮੁਆਸ਼ਰਾ ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਸਵੀਟ ਪੀਸਫੁਲ ਮੁਆਸ਼ਰਾ
ਇਨਸ਼ਾਅੱਲਾ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਿਊਜ਼ ਆਫ ਮਦੀਨਾ ਅਲਹਮਦੁਲਿਲਾ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਮਦਨੀ ਫੂਲ ਦੇ ਰਿਗਾਰਡਿੰਗ ਸਵੀਟ ਲਾਈਫ And this having concern about others, thinking about others, alhamdulillah, this will also bring peace. Another thing which brings sweetness in life is having lightness, having gentleness. Shahid bhai, you know, today why our lives are not being sweet? Because we're not having this gentleness feeling in our side. Everyone seems to be rough and tough. Everyone's reacting like that as well and acting like that as well.
Being polite, being gentle, being kind, being respectful to everybody, it doesn't cost anything and it brings you life sweet as well on that aspect. But we see many, especially the youngsters nowadays, I will mention, is that they have this attitude problem issue, and they want to be rough, they want to look bad, and they want to do certain things which people think they fear them. And Allah also, regardless what they do outside, if they into such a society, they need to drift away from that kind of society so that they can rectify their life. But unfortunately, many youngsters in that age group, in that company, they'll have the attitude with their family members at home, they'll have the attitude with their parents at home as well. And knowing that your parents are one of the greatest gifts that you have by Allah Almighty, that Allah Almighty has given you these parents so you can look after them, you could serve them. Well, we see that youngsters nowadays, they don't respect their parents. They actually give more respect to their friends, their circle of friends, rather than their parents. And then you think, Why is my life under so much tension? Why am I suffering stress? Why am I having problems? Because your life is not at ease. Your life is not sweet because you are disrespecting your parents. You are disrespecting others. As an individual, we should be respecting everybody. So therefore, in order to have a sweet life, we need our ending to be sweet. We need to attain Jannah. We need to have an ultimate goal is that to succeed in this life and the hereafter. And the only way we can do is that be polite, be helpful, be respectful to everybody around us.
And the reality is, Shahid Bhai, Shahsab also, the reality is, you know, one who serves his parents, how he gains the sweetness of life is the dua, the supplication of the mother, the supplication of the father. You know, those people whose parents are always making dua for them, subhanAllah, you know, they've got no worry. And I've seen that you see such people in life, that the people whose parents are alive and they're making dua for them, that person, he's got everything happening his way. And I've seen, alhamdulillah, with few people like this, that, you know, you think that this person is very lucky and things are made so easy for him. And all it is behind the scene is it's the du'as of the parents. They've been serving their parents, they've been serving their mother, the father, and now the parents are making du'a for them, and alhamdulillah, that's making their life sweet.
SubhanAllah. Indeed, parents' du'as, if they are with us, and then indeed, that will be a sweet life as well. But this is something, Abdul Hanan Bhai, that we need to, you know, take care of as well. That this is the same two individuals that if they go against us, or they say something against us, then we're done for. So we should you know, keep them happy.
MashaAllah.
Keeping parents happy will eventually, inevitably keep us happy in this life and the hereafter as well. Previously, Abdul Hanan Bhai, Ustasa was mentioning as well regarding people being good towards them and how we are now, that we're trying to, you know, outrun the other person. Even when we're in driving and someone overtakes us, we're like, who's he to overtake us? And we start to overtake him. So if you want to taste truly the flavor or the halawat of Iman, the sweetness of Iman, then love a person, love a believer only for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Not for any worldly gains.
Mashallah.
Not for any zati gain, that I'll only get close to him, he'll help me financially later on. I'll only get close to him, he'll help me with this, he'll help me get more, whatever. But love a person or become friends with a person for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and inshallah you will taste the flavor or you will feel the sweetness of Iman. There are many other narrations as well, as mentioned as well by Bishr ibn Haris, that لا يجد حلاوة الآخرة رجل يحب أن يعرفه الناس. A man will not find the sweetness of the hereafter if he loves to be known by people. That's our ultimate goal. But according to this, mention that he will not find the sweetness of the akhirah if he loves to be known by people, meaning he does certain actions to please the people, to be known by the public. For example, even giving sadaqah is a good deed, and then making it famous amongst the people, or, you know, I paid for this, you know, I gave this much. So this comes under this as well. So don't do any actions that you do for people, and do every action that you do for the pleasure of Allah and for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala.
We're sort of coming towards the end of our silsila, inshallah. Ustasab, one thing I've noticed is that Allah aapse madani phool lete hain, inshallah. Ji.
Ji. Final madani phool te hai, inna ka la'ala khulukin azim. Aqa alayhi sallatu wasalam di shan, ke Allah ta'ala ne furmaya, Hazur alayhi sallatu wasalam baris, ke aap di khubu, آپ دا اخلاق اعلی اخلاق ہے تے حسن اخلاق ہونا چاہیے بندے چ حسن اخلاق ہوے اچھا اخلاق ہوے تے انشاءاللہ معاشرہ سوسائٹی بہترین ہو جائے گی اس سانو نا اچھے اخلاق اڈاپٹ کرنے چاہیے نا تاکہ انشاءاللہ لائف سویٹ ہو جائے گی پھر معاشرہ ہر چیز سویٹ ہو جائے گی انشاءاللہ
ماشاءاللہ جی شاہد بھائی
one point I'd like to mention is that many people strive to earn wealth as much as they can and to build their bank balances. To have a sweet way of life of earning, earn halal sustenance.
Uh-huh.
Feed your children halal sustenance, and they will be obedient to you. Uh-huh. They will remain. If you start feeding them through haram earnings, you will see that your children will become disobedient and they'll go on the wrong track. Therefore, to have sweet life, to have peace and tranquility within your family and everything in everywhere, have halal sustenance.
Uh-huh. Short hadith.
of having, you can say this is a means for you having a sweet life. The min husn al-islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi. That the beauty of Islam is for a person to leave what does not concern him.
Allah.
Something doesn't concern you, leave it. Uh-huh. Focus on what you've been sent here for in this dunya, and inshallah, you'll have a sweet life.
MashaAllah, some beautiful and madani pools there. Just like to add to these as well, inshallah, a way of having a sweet life is being satisfied with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Be content and be satisfied with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rizq Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be happy. Rather than moaning, complaining about this, I haven't got this or this problem, this difficulty, just be satisfied with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And inshallah as well, if you be satisfied with Allah, Allah has given you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a sweet life, inshallah. So my dear viewers of Manisha, inshallah as well, this was our topic today, sweet life. So we've talked about a sweet life. So don't forget to join us. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.